Today's episode is for the teacher who wants to continue loving teaching without losing herself in the process. Welcome to K through 3rd Reading Made Simple. Hello, I'm Amanda Bowen, your host. Today's episode is called Designing a Teaching Life That Fits Your Life. By the end of today's episode, you will release guilt around boundaries, learn how to design sustainable teaching rhythms, feel permission to protect your time and your energy. Welcome to K through 3rd Reading Made Simple, the podcast for early childhood and primary teachers who want to teach reading with confidence, clarity, and heart. My name is Amanda Bowen, and I am a reading interventionalist and your host. Here we focus on building strong readers and writers using practical, evidence-based strategies grounded in the science of reading research without the overwhelm. You'll find clear, simple ideas that you can adapt and use in a way that works best for your classroom. We'll also talk about organization, routines, and teacher lifestyle habits to help you protect your time, your energy, and your joy, because great instruction starts with a supported teacher. Let's build strong readers and a teaching life that feels lighter, calmer, and more confident. I remember the year I realized my life had slowly become an extension of my classroom. My evenings were filled with lesson plans. My weekends were spent laminating and preparing for centers. My mind was never truly at rest. And I loved my students, but little by little, I was disappearing. Not suddenly, quietly. That was the moment I realized something important. Teaching had been carefully designed, but my life had not. So I made a decision to intentionally design a teaching life that fit me. Here's what teacher life design really means. Teacher life design is the intentional shaping of your time, energy, mental load, and emotional availability so that teaching supports your life rather than consumes it. Healthy boundaries protect your nervous system, and sustainable teachers stay longer and teach more effectively. You may have heard the message, good teachers sacrifice, but the truth is, healthy teachers last. So let's talk about time boundaries. Boundaries are pre-decisions that protect your time and energy. They reduce design fatigue and overwhelm. There are some strategies that we can use in our life right away. For instance, we can choose a weekly stop time. The first year in a new grade level or subject area always requires more time as you learn the curriculum and develop your systems. By year 2, your planning becomes more refined, and by year 3, you are often able to work in a fraction of the time. At least I know that that was true for me. Regardless of where you are, determine a realistic planning window. Block off that time on your calendar and protect your planning period as much as possible. Next is to create planning containers. I like to use clear bins labeled by unit to store things like manipulatives and materials in advance. This reduces daily scrambling and mental clutter. Next, I also like to batch similar tasks. Over the summer, I like to take the time to map out my curriculum calendar using the standards and the district pacing guides. During the year, I'll make small weekly adjustments rather than creating plans from scratch every single Sunday. So next, let me share with you 3 strategies that you can use to budget your energy. First is to identify 3 of the most important priorities. Instead of creating an overwhelming to-do list, choose just 3 meaningful priorities per planning session. Once those are completed, then I'll go to my next 3 most important priorities, if time allows. This ensures that what truly matters is the most likely to get addressed first. Next, I like to celebrate my progress. I take just a minute or 2 at the end of the planning time to reflect on what I accomplished during that planning time. A simple moment of gratitude can restore my emotional energy. And third, I also like to plan for my next planning period. Before leaving that planning session, I like to decide on my next 3 priorities for the following day during the planning session. This clears mental clutter and it allows us to be fully present with our students when we are working with them in the classroom and not worrying about planning in the back of our minds. Before we jump back in, I want to share something just for you. If you're tired of spending hours planning and still feeling behind, I created a free teacher checklist of my three must-have apps with a bonus lesson plan template included to help make things easier. Inside, you'll discover the three top digital tools to simplify lesson planning, support structured literacy, and give your students self-checking phonics practice. Grab your free checklist at MsAmandaBowen.com/free, and Ms. Amanda Bowen is all one word. I'd love to welcome you into our teacher community. All right, let's jump back into the episode. The last topic that I want to talk about is simplified systems. Fewer systems create more peace. It also reduces that mental load and it saves time. One of the things that I like to do to help with this is to use reusable lesson templates. Templates, whether they're digital or printed, save time and mental energy. Canva, Teachers Pay Teachers planners, and simple sticky note systems allow flexibility while maintaining structure. I also like to think in terms of tomorrow me, which is a concept that I learned from another teacher friend of mine. Before leaving each day, I take a few minutes to prepare my materials, lesson plans, and resources for the next morning. Then when tomorrow arrives, I walk in feeling calm, prepared, and supported by the version of myself who planned ahead. What we do today to be proactive is a great way to think of us taking care of ourselves for tomorrow. Just remember, you are not weak. You simply deserve systems that support you. You are not unmotivated. You are carrying too much. You are absolutely allowed to design a teaching life that holds you too. My hope is that today's ideas help you feel lighter, calmer, and more supported, both inside and outside the classroom. Thanks for listening to the K-3 Reading Made Simple podcast. Just remember, teacher friend, I'm not here to tell you what to do in your classroom. Everything I share is meant to support you by sharing research-backed ideas and what has worked in my own teaching, not to give individualized advice. Take what's helpful, leave the rest, and always choose what works best for you and your students. Stay connected with the K-3 Reading Made Simple podcast. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with practical literacy strategies and ideas to make teaching, reading, and writing feel simpler and more joyful. Click subscribe on your favorite podcast app and join our growing community of K-3 teachers who are passionate about helping students succeed. Let's make teaching, reading, and writing simpler, more effective, and more joyful.